Welcome to Judd's New England Journal for November 2005. The rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire. It's fun to believe in ghosts. You know, New Englanders want to believe in ghosts, particularly around Halloween time. And we have so many ghosts. But we are often too practical and hard-headed to believe anything we haven't seen or heard. There's the old story, for example, about the New England farmer who was cornered by a scholar researching New England religious history and asked if he believed in baptism by immersion in water. "Yep," replied the farmer, "I seed it done." Well, I have actually seed a few ghosts. Several years ago, for instance, in broad daylight, one appeared in front of my incredulous eyes in the Massachusetts State House Hall of Flags. It was clearly discernible in one of the Italian marble columns there. Still is, as far as I know. A tourist attraction as popular as the flags themselves, it's known as the Bride in White. Now, if you've had a wine or two at lunch, as I had that day, you can also view the Kissing Cavalier on the other portion of the marble stairway leading up from Doric Hall, the ghost of a chicken on the marble fireplace in the Senate Reading Room, the ghost of an English bulldog just outside the reading room. Perhaps most startling, the ghost of William Cullen Bryant on the lower portion of another marble column outside the Hall of Flags. The Massachusetts State House is an historic and rather eerie place. One of the most famous New England ghosts, whose weird, scary voice was heard by thousands of people from around the world, was in New Milford, Connecticut, back in 1930. Known as the New Milford Ghost, it consisted of a series of faint ghost-like voices emanating from the small shed behind a restaurant on the north end of Railroad Street. "Someone please help me," the ghost moaned. "I'm a little baby buried 40 feet underground. Help!" Another day the voice was that of a murdered man seeking revenge. Then there was an Indian chief who lived in the area 200 years earlier, and others. At one time that year, thousands of outsiders, including members of the clergy, spiritualists, newspaper reporters from around the country, and even from Europe, as well as the merely curious, were in New Milford to hear the ghost, or ghosts. Even Gabriel Heater, the most famous radio newsman of his day, reported on the ghost in one of his nightly radio broadcasts to the nation. After a few weeks of bedlam, and very good business for the restaurant, incidentally, the police barricaded the shed, the voices stopped, and everyone went home. It seems that when the old refrigerator in the shed was sold, the wiring that went underground to the restaurant kitchen was removed. But the old cable that encased the wiring was not removed. By accident, two of the ghosts, who owned the restaurant, discovered they could communicate between the kitchen and the shed via this cable, which weirdly distorted their normal voices. In a clandestine night operation, they then extended the cable through three adjacent stores to a hidden outlet in the men's room of Garcia's tailor shop. It was from there that they proceeded for about 2 chaotic weeks to spook the entire Western world. Oh, for sure, it's such fun to believe in ghosts.